Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
You don't really understand working for the weekend like I do. I put up with a lot of bullshit. I work under tight timelines for rich, privileged fucks who wouldn't know a day's work if it bit them in the ass. It's a very high-pressure environment, and none of these assholes want a woman in their special little club. On the other hand, I do make serious bank. And every day, I'm a little more powerful, a little wealthier. Every stock option or bonus is one step towards making the bastards who keep me down work for me. The problem is, I'm so fucking tense all the time. I don't like alcohol or drugs that bring me down. Anything that takes away your edge is dangerous. You always have to be sharp and on the lookout for blood in the water. For a while, meaningless violent sex really seemed to help. But now it's old hat. I was getting really depressed. But then a dear friend introduced me to hunting. And I gotta say, I am obsessed. You know, my dad used to take me hunting deer, I told her once. And then she said the deer were fine, but she had a much better experience with her hunt club. I asked about it, but she wouldn't really say anything serious, which made me only more curious. Eventually, over lunch, she casually invited me out for the weekend. I mean, really, I thought we were gonna fuck, but I mean, I guess I was right. Just not on the fucking each other part. At first, it was like every shitty corporate retreat I'd ever been on. A rented bus took us out to some godforsaken wilderness, but there was an old lodge and some snacks and a few drinks to lighten the mood. I was told that I would be night hunting, so I dressed in all black. Everyone got their own unique mask. They conceal the identity from the prey, but let us communicate effectively. They even have miniaturized night vision optics. I decided to be the wolf. I know, kind of cliche, right? But it does suit me. There was even an orientation. I was assigned a mentor, and then we were off. I was too dumb and excited to object. I mean, was this real? Was it really happening? And yeah, it was real, and it did happen. I'll spare you the details of my clumsy first adventures in hunting. God, I was such a fuck up. I almost really hurt someone, and while that's not strictly forbidden, it's very much looked down upon. We're not killers here, you see, but very much a catch and release. We're all so humane. Tell you what, I'll tell you about my most recent hunt. It's not even the best at the lodge, not by a long shot, but I fucking will be one day. There are stronger and faster and smarter people there, but there is no one more driven. I am the fucking wolf. Some people bring guns, especially the newbies. I did, my first night. What a fucking joke. I mean, don't get me wrong, I get it. Guns are powerful and effective, but to be honest, having someone at your mercy with a gun is bullshit. You didn't earn your fuck. Now, a knife is a different story. I always carry a knife. That night, I had my favorite kukri with a punch dagger as a backup and a stiletto. Though I admit the latter was more for erotic purposes. I had a taser, too. It's always good to have a surprise for the quicker prey. They do get the upper hand on the hunter sometimes. They regret it, but they do. That night was special. It was cloudy, so the moonlight would come and go. I liked that because we could sneak up on the prey, but if they were smart and perceptive, they could see and hear us approaching. I love a fair challenge. Well, mostly fair. There would be 20 prey that night. A nice selection of different physiques and personalities. We all reviewed the menu in advance, and I had my eye on two women and a man. Others would have been fine too, but those three really seemed like a good time to me. I guess I should explain a couple things. You see, the Hunt Club maintains a very special camp. It's like a retreat for certain kinds of people who fit a very specific profile. Some of them are desperately in crisis, needing something that life just isn't giving them. Others are spiritual seekers, convinced that they need to find their messiah or something. Some are probably just bored. The camp makes them sign all kinds of forms, and they're not allowed to tell anyone where they're going or what happens. It's hilarious if you think about it. I mean, I guess I should feel sorry for these people, but I just don't. Late at night, when all the good little prey were asleep, the beaters, capital B, showed up. They don't really beat anyone, mostly. It's an antiquated term. They came in all scary with faceless masks and maybe some weapons, and they played some really realistic screams on some hidden sound equipment, collapsed some tents, and set part of the camp on fire. It's all carefully maintained chaos, but it got the job done. The prey were startled and driven into the woods. Driven to us. That night I was with my friend. I'll call her Anaconda because of her mask. And her tendencies. There were some others, but they were relative newbies, and I really had a lot of aggression to work out, so I left them to find their own way. You have to sink or swim on your own, sooner or later. Anaconda and I knew the woods by heart, especially around the camp. We didn't post up just outside the borders. That was fine, if you were just gonna wait and, you know, track someone down for a while, but it wasn't really fair to just ambush the prey while they're startled, so we hung back about 500 meters. You want the prey to run a little bit and start terror and then get a hold of themselves. Sooner or later, they realize that they're not being chased anymore. They look back, they see the camp on fire or hear screams. You know, they know that they can't really go back, but that means that they have to escape through the big, scary woods at night, so they move quickly, but more cautiously. They're alert to danger now. They're way more interesting like that. To make things even better, we guessed right, and some of the prey that we were both interested in came along. Not all of them. Just a man and a woman. They were normal. At least to outside appearances. But they shared some traits that we loved. They were nerdy, repressed, smart, very fear-motivated. Maybe if they met outside of camp, they might have even started dating. Hell, maybe they're dating now or something. Shared drama and all that. The man was trying to be all gallant and lead the way, protecting the small women, and I guess I respect his bravery, kind of. God damn, he was being so stupid. If they'd moved more cautiously, watching each other's backs, maybe they would have seen us. We were well concealed in some brush, but still. We let the man pass us by. Then the woman, slightly timid, followed after. Now her instincts were better. She sensed something was close, but she just couldn't tell where. We could have pounced then, you know, taken them completely by surprise, but we're veterans, so we like a little bit of a chase. I howled. I know I don't sound like a wolf, don't get me wrong, but I can be loud and scary when I want. And hearing something like that in unfamiliar woods in the middle of the night can be pretty unsettling. They both took off running. We hadn't really spoken about it, but I took after the girl, and Anaconda just kind of chased after the guy. It just made sense for our proclivities. To be honest, I would have been happy with either of them. Anaconda got to the man in a second. She is so fucking hot when she works. She has a knife, but she barely uses it. He was bigger than her, and maybe stronger, but she swept his legs and wrapped herself around him and had her arm locked around his throat in one fluid motion, already whispering sweet nothings in his ear. He struggled, in a panicked kind of way. It was kind of cute. He thought he could overpower her, stand up, maybe. But a blood choke works fast, and no one does it better than Anaconda. Within 10 seconds, he was out. And 10 seconds after that, she'd bound his wrists behind him and his legs together. Then she cut his clothes off with a shaking hand, probably nicking him a few times. I mean, she's good, but she gets so fucking horny, you know? I guess I'm not one to judge. I went after the girl. She was one of those girls you might see at a comic book store, trying to blend into the background, but you notice her. Her body was even better in real life than it was in the surveillance photos, and I caught a glance of her face. Fear makes everyone sexier. I got close and she tripped up a bit before she caught herself and ran even faster. I laughed. Not at her, but at the joy of chasing her. Not that I really have time to go to a comic store, but if I had seen her at one, I probably would have pursued her in a different way. But I still would have been predatory. I would have gotten her to my apartment and had my fucking way with her, and I don't even feel a bit of shame at it. At least out here, we can be more honest. I tired her out just a bit before I took her down. I wanted her to have some fight in her, but I didn't really want her to pass out or anything. I wanted her to be aware of what was happening. I almost overtook her to her left and then her right. She didn't know it, but I was guiding her in a wide circle. I almost overtook her to her left, then her right. She didn't really know it, but I was guiding her in a wide circle. When she turned the final corner, she almost stopped. Anaconda was there, so she knew she was back where she started. That was when I tackled her. Knocked the wind clean out of her, but tried to keep her from hitting her head on the way down. Not that she would ever thank me for my consideration. Unlike Anaconda, I didn't tie her up. Not at first. We weren't all that different in size, but I was in better shape, and the adrenaline from her fear wasn't sustaining her as much as it did when she first ran into the woods. I pinned her wrists above her head with one hand while I cut her shirt open, freeing her gorgeous breasts. She screamed when the cold of the blade touched her skin, but it wasn't the edge, and she wasn't cut. I shivered all over, but I feigned anger at her. "Do you want to die, little girl?" I said. I really didn't need to speak. The kukri I held at her throat quieted her right down. She didn't speak, but she shook her head and quivered. It made her body move in all kinds of delicious ways. "You're going to be a good girl, because good girls get to go home when we're finished," I said. I didn't allow any alternative options. She nodded in agreement, and I kissed her. She didn't respond, but the little slut made a little noise in her throat. I could feel her squirm slightly. God, she was a special one. I very carefully ran the knife all over her pretty torso, over the tits, even circling her nipple. She sobbed, and that movement made the first tiny cut on the top of her breast. And let me tell you, whenever I see the first blood well up on beautiful skin like hers, God, that just makes me dangerously horny. So I cut her, and a long stroke high on her chest, and then one more on her belly. She was crying now, but the wounds weren't that deep. They probably didn't even hurt that much, but I hoped that they'd leave scars. I'd found some nice pants with parts that could be removed easily. You don't want to get completely naked when you hunt, but you do want to do things like forcibly ride some pretty little thing's face. With a few quick moments, the crotch of my pants came right off. She watched me in shock. I stood up, walked around to her head, then I knelt again. This time I positioned my legs over her arms to keep them still, while I straddled her face. Sort of a reverse cowgirl. I ground on her face and she made another noise. It wasn't fair. I smiled and started cutting her shorts away. The poor thing wasn't even wearing any panties. I groaned in pleasure and frustration. Don't pretend you haven't done this before, slut. Put your mouth to work. And she did. She was kind of random and all over the place at first, but then she started eating me out like her life depended on it. And I guess it kind of did. I just ground on her and enjoyed it. I looked over and Anaconda was riding the fuck out of her guy. I heard him making little grunts and groans. She'd taped his mouth since, for now, she had no use for it, but I knew that she'd gotten him hard and then attached a little something to the base of his shaft. Something like a cock ring, but tighter and more painful. I didn't get how it worked, but it would keep him from coming until we were ready for it. He groaned as Anaconda rode him, her sexy body taking every bit of pleasure from him. The prey beneath me whimpered, which brought me back to her. Irritated, I rode her harder and then reached out and felt her own pussy. What's this, slut? You're this fucking wet from being forced? What the fuck is wrong with you? I slipped a finger inside her and her whole body tensed up. At first, she resisted, but after a moment, she relaxed. After another moment, I was plunging two fingers inside of her while my thumb worked her clit. She shifted and shuddered beneath me, and I know that little bitch came. I sheathed the kukri. I didn't need it to control her anymore. I can feel her spirit was broken. You learn these things the more you hunt. I heard Anaconda screaming out her own orgasm as I finally started to come. I hadn't masturbated in about a week, so I was very frustrated, and I came incredibly hard, leaning forward and biting her thigh. It was technically evidence, but I just can't help but mark them sometimes. I want them to know that they've been taken by a wolf. We used both of them pretty hard that night. After a while, Anaconda and I swapped. I rode the man until I finally took the device off his cock and let him come inside me. I left a lot of marks all over his pretty torso. I wanted him to remember he'd been used, too. They were both such good prey. When we were done, we just left them there, naked in the woods, bleeding. The man was bound, but the girl was probably too tired and scared to move. The beaters would find them and return them to the camp for cleaning and release. After sharing a long kiss with Anaconda, I went home, took a shower, went to bed. I slept like the dead. Even talking about this now, with you, has me worked up. I'm probably gonna have to get myself off after this conversation. It was such a good night. You get it, though, right? Out in the world, I still have to report to people. I still have to put up with being stepped on and exploited by the corporate demons, but in the woods outside that camp, I'm fucking king. I'm the fucking devil, and I'm the fucking wolf. I'm the fucking monster your mother warned you about. The one you were scared of but secretly wanted to fuck so badly when you grew up. Don't be ashamed. I know what you want. I can smell it in your sweat and taste it in your cum. Some people might want to call the authorities. I know. But they won't listen. The ones who know are paid off. Or members. The rest won't believe you. We all wear masks, after all. And the prey is thoroughly cleaned of any significant evidence before they're allowed to leave. Even so, some of you might still have some ethical obligations to what I do. And I get it. No, really, I do. It's kind of horrifying if you're not in the right mindset. But even though the prey is thoroughly terrified and bruised and worn out at the end of the weekend, a staggering amount of people take some time, recover, and come right back after a few months. You know, I've hunted the same guy 3 times now. It would get boring, but he's learning how to be more challenging, making the kill harder. I think I might be falling for him. A little bit. But I digress. For those of you who are not clutching your pearls at the crimes against humanity we commit on the regular, I have only one thing to say. We're here every weekend. It isn't hard to find the camp. Not once you know what to look for online. Don't worry about what all those others think. Sign up. It'll be fun. I promise.